This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tipping.
Here's what I tell everyone. Oh,
tell us too. Come on.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
I think I know what he's talking about. You, Kim?
Absolutely.
America!
The land with countless dreams.
Oh my gosh, is it ever?
Happiness ain't
sure has been. Hopefully we can keep it. Bring it back again.
Ain't enough to know.
Make it great again.
Your greatness.
Yeah.
Again.
American greatness. There you go.
America first. Crazy talk, I know.
Uh-huh.
And sad that that song doesn't mean what it did 25 years ago when Aaron Tippin put it out.
Love that song.
I do.
Gets us rolling with another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat with John Hinderrocker coming up in just a little bit. Center of the American Experiment, regular guest of ours on What's on Your Mind. Talk about the Minnesota Freedom Rally. Talk about some things before the Minnesota Legislature. So stay tuned for all that coming up on What's on Your Mind. Also, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley, will join us. He has been on a mission to get tough on sentencing in North Dakota with criminals, and has run into some resistance on that front in the state legislature. And one thing I know about legislators is they like to be, what's the word I should use? Some would say respected, others would say, you know, you got to play to the crowd a little bit, right? And I don't want to say kiss the ring, but sometimes people expect, you know, hey, what about me? So if they're the last to hear about something, then they get a little on the testy side. So I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it's a different opinion, but it seems like just things that shouldn't be a factor have become a factor.
Right.
In what we all ought to agree on,
yes.
Let's get tough on crime. Let's make sure that we have tough sentencing in North Dakota, of all places. So, to tell us a little bit about where we're at in this effort is the Attorney General of the great state, Drew Wrigley. Hello, Drew. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Can you bring me back to the beginning on what you were trying to accomplish with this this effort?
Well, this is a piece of legislation that is squarely focused on violent crimes committed with firearms in North Dakota, which are escalating at a dramatic pace, as anyone can see who picks up the morning papers these days. But also, we've got the statistics to show it. I'll give you just one category, for example, and it's across all the categories in violent crimes with guns, but assault. Assaults committed with firearms from 2019 to 2020 went up 32% in North Dakota. On top of that new high platform, they went up another 28% in 2021, and we're expecting them to be up again in 2022. Everyone understands this, and that's why law enforcement is 100% behind us on this proposal, which we've been out talking about for about 18 months, both in the 6 or so months before I started running, pardon me, for Attorney General. And then during the entire time that I've been serving as Attorney General, I've been talking about these matters publicly with law enforcement groups, the Sheriff's Association with us 100%, Chief of Police, the Peace Officers Association, the BCI, and the public, everywhere we go. Talked with a lot of legislators about it throughout the campaign, but also throughout my service leading up to the session. Now, here in the session, by the way, talking about this violent crime with firearms bill, truth in sentencing, where they got to serve 85% of the sentence as opposed to, you know, 20 or 25% and then getting early kick out of the prison system. People are tired of it. God, people are tired of not only the offenses escalating, but people, repeat offenders, committing those offenses. And so we've been going on around through this session and really heartened by the support we got out of the state Senate. The state Senate passed this thing overwhelmingly, 41-6, and then sent it across the hall. We've had meetings with all sorts of stakeholders along the way. And then we get to the House Judiciary Committee, and a small handful of House members has now gutted the provisions. They've taken out the law enforcement protections. They've taken out violent crime with firearm protection, and then put a poison pill in the bill so they're sure that it'll get killed by the Senate. Some very narrowly focused mandatory minimum sentence for repeat offenders. Apparently, it's not enough of an offense for some of these people that someone would stick a gun in somebody's ear and rape them, stick a gun in somebody's ear and rob them, burglarize their house using a firearm. It's not enough if they do that once. They apparently have to do it a bunch of times. And then these few members of the state, the House Judiciary will then, I think it's serious enough that the person should be incarcerated for a long period of time. That's it in a nutshell. And so we're trying to get this to the broader audience of the whole House, where I have, you know, we'll have to see how that goes. What they've got now is a gutted provision. It doesn't represent at all what we proposed on the front end. It doesn't protect law enforcement. It doesn't protect the public from gun criminals. And, you know, what our hope is, I guess, that they'll pass that watered down weak provision, and then we'll get into a conference committee with the Senate and see where we go from there. I want to point out that the chairman and the vice chair of the House Judiciary Committee have been stalwart, absolutely strong supporters of this. They helped lead the majority on the first vote in the House Judiciary that overwhelmingly supported this provision with one holdout. And then minutes later, when I was off in the Industrial Commission, I had to go to the Industrial Commission meeting. They then gut the provision, and that's where we stand today. So I want to the chairman, Larry Clemene from Bismarck here, and the vice chair, Karen Carls, also from Bismarck, representatives, and then also just a wide array of House members that have come to me in the wake of that and assured me that they continue to support our provisions that will protect the public and protect law enforcement.
Bernie Satrum is a state representative and member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he issued a statement today in response to your concerns about the members there, and said a lot of stress could have been avoided if the AG's office had engaged the stakeholders early in the process, for example, last summer or fall, rather than the final minutes of the session. Went on to say the state's attorneys, Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, and defense attorneys all voiced concerns about this proposal. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. Bernie hasn't talked to me in the wake of that hearing. He talked to me a lot leading up to it, including in the months that myself and the chief deputy were going around the state of North Dakota, meeting with law enforcement, meeting with legislators, meeting with community stakeholders on a variety of topics, including this. I spoke with Bernie. He knows that. He went to several campaign events with me. Throughout the campaign, I was talking about this very kind of thing. He and I spent an hour and 45 minutes together having breakfast 2 weeks ago on Saturday. I was going through Jamestown, and he didn't raise any of the concerns that he now says he's got some data. I like Bernie, and he's been a friend of mine, but I am not polite enough, I suppose, to stand by while people mischaracterize what are the actual facts. Too many people know that I've been talking about this publicly for many, many, many months, and Bernie was in attendance at meetings where law enforcement was there and others when we met with stakeholders on a variety of topics, including this. So I'm just going to dismiss that, and he's just, I don't know, misplaced that memory. I don't know what it is. But anyway,
How about the state's attorney?
Tell him defense lawyers. That's true.
Yeah, and I guess I would dismiss defense attorneys, too. I don't know that they necessarily, you know, what are they going to do?
Well, I'm not dismissing them. I mean, they're important, but they're not, as you can imagine, they're sworn to defend their clients. They've got a very different perspective on this. We're dealing with it from a law enforcement, public safety perspective. Defense lawyers are dealing with it from, you know, they stand up in these committees and their opposition is up to the tune of, oh, well, there's going to be too many trials. Well, I don't think the public's very concerned about how many trials there are going to be, and there aren't going to be too many trials. At the end of the day, if you've got a good solid case, the defense is looking for a way to plead the case away, as is always going to be the instance. Now, what we're talking with when the DOCR, their complaint is basically, well, you know, we're going to have to house all these people, and we aren't going to have room for them. Your listeners need to understand that 17% on average, 17% of the people in the state pen right now are there for nonviolent offenses. And what that opposition is saying is that they don't have room at the prison for violent criminals. I think most people in the public would say, make sure the violent criminals are in, and if you got to move somebody out, make it a nonviolent offender of some kind.
Yeah, I think folks would say find the room. Yeah, I want to ask you about state's attorneys after we come back here. Short break. Back with more with North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley. I almost said U.S. Attorney Drew Wrigley, but that's a different chapter. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99 now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot sauce, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. IGOG sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kinder, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads, and flood control projects to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody would think it's a good idea that criminals that have been caught after committing a violent crime with a firearm would actually be serving at least 85% of what they were sentenced for. Make sense, Kev? Kind of makes sense to me. I don't
might be crazy talk.
I don't know why. Of all places, North Dakota, this shouldn't be much of a debate. But Attorney General Drew Wrigley has made this proposal to the legislature. It sailed through the Senate and hit some bumps in the House Judiciary Committee after an initial effort to place it in the law. We're talking with Drew about what's next in this. The state's attorneys, according again to Bernie Satrum, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, voiced concerns about the proposal. He says these state's attorneys, that sounds like all of them. I mean, is this one or two? What do we know about the state's attorneys' support or opposition for the idea?
Well, it's split. It's divided. I mean, as you can imagine, there's state attorneys that we have 53 counties. And they all have their own state's attorneys. They're elected individually. And I've worked with them for years, as the United States attorney when they were happy to, you know, bring us cases or cede cases to us where we were going to make them part of a larger criminal enterprise or what have you, or a lot of gun violence. I was talking with one last night about we took a lot of gun violence cases into the U.S. attorney's office because they would come to us and say, hey, this guy is a really bad guy, and you know, you guys have better sentences. Will you consider taking this case? That was routine. So the state's attorneys are of split mind on this, and they're my friends, and I've worked with them for years, and I work with them now. And they're, you know, we had one Julie lawyer from Burley County was here at the hearing that Bernie Satrum was at. He doesn't mention her. He doesn't mention all the other state's attorneys that I've spoken with who have been very, very supportive of this. So the people are of split mind on that among the state's attorneys, and that's well and good. And I've talked to a lot of them, and I've incorporated some of their thoughts into this legislation, and, you know, we'll continue to listen to that. So Bernie's just he doesn't have any idea what he's talking about in that regard. I would point out that, they have a state's attorney's organization, by the way. And they had a small number had a phone call. They got together, and then they voiced their concerns in a letter. And we've had conversations about that. I don't quarrel with that, but they also understand that there's a lot of state attorneys in some of our communities that I'll say do have gunfire state attorneys and assistant state attorneys who are very supportive of this legislation. And not all of our communities, thank God, not all of our communities have this gun problem that is so rampant in the state. But too many of the communities do, and I've given you some of those statistics. So that's why law enforcement is so completely united in this across the state, and it's why we got a vote of 41-6 in the state Senate, because people realize that this is the problem. And you voiced it before. This is a very narrow area of crime. It's violent crime committed with firearms, and for those, you get a consecutive sentence under this legislation. It's a presumptive mandatory saying, The court is presumed to give you a separate sentence for using that firearm to commit the rape or the robbery or the assault. And you get an additional sentence for having that firearm and how you utilize that firearm. And this is very traditional in the federal law system, and it's been very effective in combating violent crime. Now, we don't have to go back too many years. Go back about 10 years in this country, and the United States was in the grasp of the lowest violent crime statistics in the previous 40 or 50 years as compiled all across the United States. And what's been going on the last 10 years is people, you know, they're using phrases like smart on crime, you know, criminal law reform, whatever you want to call it. They're opening up the prisons, and they're turning back against sentences that are dealing with more harshly with violent crime. And what you see is what you get. All across this country, violent crime rates are escalating dramatically. Murder rates are escalating dramatically. Use of weapons in committing offenses escalating dramatically. And we're seeing the same thing here in North Dakota. We do need to be smart on crime. We do need to deal with recidivism. We do need to deal with mental health, alcoholism, drug abuse, all of those things. But we need to protect the public first and foremost. And this legislation is targeted on violent criminals committing those violent acts with firearms. There's also law enforcement protections in here that deal with the fact that too many people, when they're getting arrested, are assaulting officers, resisting arrest, and fleeing in vehicles through our communities and endangering the public. This legislation deals with that as well. The amendments that Bernie Satrum and Shannon Roars Jones from over there in Fargo and a small handful of other House judiciary members that they promoted. It stripped the bill of its protections for law enforcement. It stripped the bill of dealing with firearm offenders, violent criminals using guns. It stripped the bill of ensuring that when a judge gives out a sentence on one of these crimes, the defendant has to serve 85% of it. It stripped all of that out of it. And then it put a provision in there, like I said, that was meant to ensure that the Senate wouldn't go along with it. And they put in a mandatory sentence on, you know, some kind of habitual offenders that if Bernie Thatcham and Shannon Rose Jones and the others are taking that face value of their arguments, they're undermining their own arguments by putting it in there. I'm only left to conclude they're trying to kill the bill with that. But in any event, they got a watered-down, completely stripped-down version of the bill that's going to go to the House now. And my hope, believe it or not, is that it passes because it's so different from the Senate version. They'll have to have what's called a conference committee get together and see if they can hammer out a compromise of some kind that can be voted out on up ahead. And it is our objective to get the law enforcement protections back into the bill, to get the violent crime protection back into the bill, to get 85% provisions back into the bill to protect the public.
Wow. So is that the only hope at this point of the legislation and the concept of what you're trying to do here surviving is the conference committee?
Yeah, that's the only hope up ahead is that that's the process. You can't amend bills on the floor in the House like you can in the Senate. So our only hope is that they'll pass the Shannon Roars Jones, Bernie Thatcham watered down gutted bill, that they'll pass that so we can get into a conference committee and go forward. I think it is. Well, I'll leave that part out. I mean, it's been remarkable. And I said I'm not the nation's most polite politician. I guess I'm not going to sit around and pretend like I don't have the actual facts that behind these situations when people are saying, well, they haven't engaged, they haven't talked. We've been engaging a lot in talking on these issues, and the people saying otherwise know better. And you know, I've been very proud to be promoting this legislation, talking about it for 18 months, promoting it extensively over the last 12 months. And as I said, you know, interesting, Bernie says that he and I were together for an hour and 45 minutes two Saturdays ago in Jamestown having breakfast. He didn't mention any of these concerns, not once, not a single time. We talked, I don't know how many hours in the week before that. So I'll leave to him to explain that. I've also seen him several times, interestingly, since this whole thing took place that day, and he didn't bother to stop and chat about it. Now, I say that because we've been friends a lot of years. You would think that he would just bring that up to me. But that's beside the point. This is important legislation. We're going to continue to battle for it, Scott. The public deserves to be protected. Law enforcement deserves to be protected. And the public deserves to have truth in sentencing of violent criminals using firearms.
Couldn't agree anymore. Drew Wrigley, our North Dakota Attorney General, thank you. Good luck on getting this one across the finish line. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate that.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
USA News Update. Yesterday's meeting between lawmakers and Taiwan President Tsai was the most senior U.S. figure to meet a Taiwanese leader on U.S. soil in decades, and stressed the need to accelerate arms deliveries to Taiwan in the face of rising threats from China. A China foreign minister spokesperson quickly denounced the meeting, accusing the United States of colluding with separatists seeking Taiwan independence. The speaker at yesterday's meeting.
But the one thing I would say to China, too, at no time, I am the Speaker of the House. There's no place that China is going to tell me and where I can go or who I can speak to, whether you be foe or whether you be friend.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer threw some shade DeSantis' way yesterday. Quote, to all the women and girls and allies in states who don't value you or your rights, maybe you should come to Michigan, end quote. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking in Central Michigan today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To clear out
I have not seen anything that says it's open.
It's still closed. 94 to Fargo, Fargo to Mandan is still closed. So there are a few other roads closed in the southeast quadrant of North Dakota. Check your road reports before you head out. But the interstate, 94 between Mandan, Bismarck, and Fargo, when it reopens, or if you're in Valley City today, I'd suggest you head on into the PetroServe USA, Cafe USA, for a little barbecue pulled pork or French dip sandwich. You'll love that. West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, a Salisbury steak or tuna hot dish. 12th Avenue and I-29 meatball sub. Salisbury steak at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, PetroServe USA. Glendon meatloaf and Taco Mac on 45th Street today. How about that? Keith and Kildare, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for listening. What's shaking today?
The House bill that the Attorney General wanted to get passed, he never even gave it out. If he did, I didn't hear it. So if you guys have that House bill number so we can actually get in contact with our state representatives, that'd be nice. Number two, anybody that's a conservative or Christian should be getting to go to conaction.network. That's conaction.network. It's a Daniel Horowitz grassroots organization. Our North Dakota one is ndcan.org. That's ndcan.org. That'll get you in contact with your state legislators to actually get some conservative bills pushed through our state house. We have more than a dozen things we are trying to get through, and we're failing on almost all of them because basically North Dakota Republicans are Democrats. I can almost guarantee that more than half of these guys are progressive liberals that are representing you as Republicans. If the dollar crashing is news to you, then you better start not listening to whatever news source that you've been listening to. It's multiple years in the making. The BRICS thing has been going on for I've known about it for at least 5 years. Donald Trump's first step back released more violent criminals than anything in the history of this country. And people that have this love for Donald Trump name me two things that he did outside of taxes that stood. That stood outside of an executive order that Joe Biden didn't immediately take down. I mean, he did some good things, don't get me wrong, but he did a lot of bad things. We had less people deported during Donald Trump than any president in modern history. Now, everybody goes, oh, he built the wall. No, he didn't build the wall. He could have, they fought him on the way, but he took the first 2 years and he wasted it with Paul Ryan. Everybody's heard, I don't know if everybody's heard, but people should hear the clip from Tom Massey, who's one of the only decent representatives in the federal government, where Tom Massey did, it plays a clip of about a minute, 20 seconds, where he's praising Paul Ryan. Donald Trump was a Trojan horse. He put in red flag laws that would have never gotten through if it was a Democrat president. Things that he put through would have never gotten through if during the Obama administration. So everybody that sits there and thinks that he did such a good job, you need to wake up and get off the Trump wagon and start getting some real news.
I would think at Kildare you would have some praise for what the president did on energy as an example. And while you're right, Joe Biden can undo that. At least we know. At least we know. The other question you had, SB 2107, is the Senate Bill 2107 is the bill that is being gutted, according to the Attorney General, in the House Judiciary Committee. But that's the bill that, if you want to let folks know, that's the one. Keith, appreciate your call. You had quite the list there, didn't he?
Yeah. I'll let it go.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could respond to, but it's... what's on your mind? You just lay it on us. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment is here. Kevin and I were all looking forward to the rally at the Capitol, and Mother Nature had other ideas. I hope the Twin Cities wasn't as bad, and you guys had a nice crowd out there to awaken some legislators. John, how'd it go?
Oh, Scott, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota, we've had about all the global warming we can take, right?
Yeah, right.
Remember, snow is going to be a thing of the past. Our children will grow up never seeing snow. Well, turns out we didn't have to worry about that. So the rally was terrific. We had a big crowd packed into the rotunda at the state capitol in St. Paul. We had eight speakers. We had a couple from our organization. We had people from other organizations like the Gun Owners Caucus and the Family Council. We had the minority leaders of both the Minnesota House and the Minnesota Senate talk to our crowd. The crowd was kind of rowdy. They got a little loud, got kind of riled up. It was a terrific rally. And I think people went home with a redoubled determination, you know, not to take this stuff lying down, but to keep fighting back.
Did Walz show up and Senator Pappas and the whole crew? They were there, I'm sure.
No.
Listening to all the concerns, listening to the other side,
respecting the
working across the aisle, reaching across the aisle.
Yeah, one Minnesota, right?
Yeah,
no, they were not there. Although you
exactly,
sure they heard all about it. We got a lot of press coverage, and you can be sure they're very well aware of the crowd and the things that people were saying and the concerns that people were expressing.
You think they care?
Well, I mean, at some level, they care. I mean, so one of the things I'd love to talk about this morning is the proposals that the Democrats have come out with for tax increases. Now, here we are with an $18 billion surplus. Almost every state in America has a surplus. California might be the only exception. All the sensible states with surpluses are cutting taxes. Why wouldn't you? You know, give the money back to the taxpayers and do some permanent tax cuts. Here, the Democrats are actually talking about raising taxes. Well, we talked about this at the rally on Tuesday, but we've polled it. We're putting out a press release later today that's got the poll results that we've got when we asked Minnesotans what they think about these proposals to raise our taxes. And the answer is Minnesotans are saying, heck no. So one of the things they want to do in this legislation they've got is increase car license fees, car tab fees, by taxing us on 160% of our car's value. Well, that's fair, right? So we've done a big campaign, radio, social media, and so on. Well, 81% of Minnesotans in our polling, and this is done by a professional pollster out of Washington, D.C., 81% say no way. Only 14% support that DFL proposal. They want to tax retail deliveries. They want to impose a new tax on retail deliveries, so whether it's FedEx or Amazon or DoorDash or your local pizza guy, every time that you sit out for pizza, you know, they want to tax it. Well, 23% of Minnesotans say, oh, yeah, sounds good. 72% say, no way. They want a new metro area sales tax to pay for transit projects. Well, here we are having spent billions and billions of dollars on these awful light rail lines that don't go anywhere, that are crime ridden, that are filthy, that no one rides. Now they want to spend more on these transit projects and they want to increase the metro sales tax to do it. And so 39% say okay, 58% say no ways. So you go down the whole list and time after time after time, Minnesotans are saying, no, we don't want higher taxes. So to answer your question, do they care? I think they have to care. I think they better care. You know, the blackout bill, you know, they rammed through the blackout bill. Well, already electricity prices are rising. It's only a matter of time before we have blackouts. It's baked in the cake at this point. And I think we're going to see accountability.
Well, that's encouraging that the masses are at least not aligned with them. I don't think it'll stop them, though, do you?
I don't know. They've got a 34-33 majority in the Minnesota Senate. So one defector is probably all it takes on a lot of these things. So far, they've done a good job of holding the line, but they've also backed off on some things. If they're not sure they can get the 34 votes, you know, they may give up on some of these tax increases and some of the other things that they want to do in the second half of the session. You know, it was very revealing when Tim Walz is up there talking to the press and he's railing against Republicans because they're not going along with his gun control proposals, which, of course, you know, wouldn't do any good in terms of crime. There's a lot of things we can do about crime. That just isn't one of them. And he's railing at the Republicans, and everybody's sitting there thinking, well, you know, you've got a 34-33 majority in the Senate. Why are you talking about the Republicans? Well, the answer is because he doesn't have 34 votes. That's why.
Yeah, you know, because some of his caucus wants to get reelected.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, our people should not give up. You know, these battles are not necessarily lost, and I think we can really impact what happens in the second half of the session.
Well, show that polling around, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That can make a difference. Update on the ethnic studies bill? What do you got there?
Well, go to our website. If you want to learn what's really going on with this bill, we have a page on our website. Go to AmericanExperiment.org. Across the top, there are tabs. Click on the one that says Take Action. Take Action. And that'll take you to several things, but one of them is the page. We call it Bait and Switch, because the liberals are lying about what is in this ethnic studies bill. They pretend, oh, it's learning about other cultures. No, it's not. Learning about other cultures, it's about being taught that our culture, our government, our people are bad. And it's about stirring up racial division. It's critical race theory in old wine and in new bottles. And so we are campaigning very hard against it. You know, one of the people who testified against this bill in one of the legislative committees, 2 minutes of testimony, that's all she got, a black mother. And she was dynamite. She was so good. We made a clip out of that 2 minutes. We put it out on all of the social media platforms. That thing has been viewed almost 2 million times. Almost
wow.
2 million times. A black mother really laying the wood to these Democrats and explaining why this ethnic studies bill is terrible, particularly for black children. Because what it tells them is you can't succeed. You may as well give up. I mean, that's literally what is in this bill. And so the answer is, yeah, we are campaigning massively against this bill. We'll see how it turns out in the legislature. It's a very high priority for the far left, as we all know. But if people want to learn more about it, go to our website, Take Action, just scroll down and you'll see it right there. Bait and Switch, and you can learn all about it. And you can see some of this dynamite testimony that we got in some of these committee hearings.
AmericanExperiment.org, then Take Action, and also AmericanExperimentND.org as well for the North Dakota version. John Hinderacher, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's like a diamond ring, it's a precious thing, and we never want to lose it. Every love you see, every time we hear the music.
I played this many times. When's the last time you heard this one? I found some fun playlists this week.
It's been a while, but
digging up some classics here.
Struggling with who sings this.
Al Jarreau.
Al Jarreau. Okay.
Al Jarreau. Loved, yeah. Al Jarreau in the day.
We're in this love together.
Yeah,
yes.
You bet.
Great song. I seriously played this I don't know how many times.
Oh, I know. Some of them, yeah.
Spinning across the...
You bet.
Watching that turntable spin.
I always remember him from the Moonlighting theme. I remember when he sang remember this?
That's, oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, David Addison.
Who was David Addison?
Bruce Willis.
Is that who he played?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's a good movie. Good show.
Good show.
Who else was in it? Who was the female lead?
Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil Shepherd. There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Love that show.
Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. And the new MyPillow 2.0 is getting rave reviews because it has brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the whole night. You know, and that's getting a good night's sleep is all about temperature. And making sure the proper height is in that pillow. You need some support there. And the patented adjustable fill remains in this pillow. And now you match that up with this temperature regulating technology. It's all new and it's great. If you use my promo code SCOTT, you can buy one and get one free. MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one. That's right. MyPillow.com. Or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Tomorrow on the program, Wade Bessons will join us. He is the Executive Vice President of Summit Carbon Solutions, the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline that is recently announced to have 70% of its landowners right now signing voluntary agreements. So that's wonderful. They're making some good progress. You know, the Summit Carbon Solutions is going to enable more carbon management. And there'll be also a pipeline shipping carbon CO2 that'll go out west for enhanced oil recovery. And that's a good thing in North Dakota. We can figure out ways to get oil wells that have slowed in their production to increase in their production and bring out more. Enhanced oil production is a very, very good thing. I am of the opinion that if you oppose the Summit Carbon Solutions project, that you want to remove an opportunity for the oil and gas industry to fight and live another day. That's why the industry is so strongly in support of this effort. Now, could I make an argument that the rules, as they've been set by the woke, you know, global warming crowd are crazy? Absolutely, I could. But unfortunately, the oil and gas industry in North Dakota doesn't get a chance to say, you know, we're going to opt out of all that crazy ESG and woke stuff they're trying to impose on us. We're just going to go a different direction. Because pretty soon they'd say, well, we're not going to take your oil then. We're not going to take your natural gas then. And Lord knows we produce a lot more than we use. We need to ship it to refineries south and east and west. So it's an important discussion. If you've sort of not paid attention to it and saw it as just noise, I encourage you to really dig a little deeper there. There's a reason the oil and gas industry are supporting this. And it's because it's their survival. So if I say, I don't like this carbon management, I think it's crazy, okay. But understand, you're opposing the oil and gas industry too. You got to remember that. I've also always been a landowner rights kind of guy. And if somebody chooses to sign the dotted line and allow an easement on a pipeline, that should be up to them with their land. Period, end of statement. Simple as that.
You'd think.
Exactly right. Is Sanford and Son's going to take us out? I could go for
that. That's my ringtone. I love it when I don't turn it off during the show. There you go.
Do, 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 do. There's another classic. I'll leave you with a couple of texts here that we've not had a chance to get to from listeners. Hey, that guy who called from Killdeer bashing Trump should run. Also, maybe he's not seen that Romney and Ryan's plan is to use DeSantis to supplant Trump. Maybe Keith should run and fix everything. All right, there's a suggestion. Yeah. Question from a listener. Could the governor call out the National Guard to help clear the roads and interstates in North Dakota? I think an extreme question. First of all, the answer is yes, he could. Next question is, should he? And my answer would be no, unless we're in some sort of a national emergency, statewide emergency, because the Guard members obviously are here for service to this country to protect and defend us, but also to service in times of natural disaster. And while it's a pain in the butt, it's not a natural disaster.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, friends, thanks for all the texts, all the calls, all the commentary today on the program. Most enjoyable. We'll get an update on the Summit Carbon Solutions project tomorrow. We'll also open up those phones on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Kinder Care in West Fargo is hiring. Kinder Care could be your happy place. What a great atmosphere. Just like home. They're in search of an assistant resident care manager. $25 per hour starting. Yearly bonus. Shift is 3 to 11 p.m. Paid vacation. Paid sick time. Paid holidays. And you must be licensed to distribute medication in North Dakota. Go to KinderCareFargo.com to apply. KinderCareFargo.com to apply. For the assistant resident care manager position open now. At Kinder Care. Your happy place. West Fargo.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.